give these rookies one piece of advice about this time of year and about how to kind of survive in the NFL, kind of build that base through these spring sessions, what would you tell them?
Just tell them to work. You know, it's different coming from college. Now it's a job. You know, everything's dedicated to what you love to do, and your job is football. So, you know, I told those guys, just come in, work hard, and, you know, everything will kind of fall into place as long as you're giving the effort.
Kevin, cornerback, safety, what position would you rather play?
Doesn't matter.
I
like to try to think of myself as a football player, and, you know, whatever, you know, helps this team out, whatever I can do to help the team right now improve and get better, you know, individually and then as a team, I'm willing to do.
Do you think this team has gotten better with the people they brought in, the guys they picked up?
I think we're working. You know, it's hard to tell right now. I think, you know, the exciting part about this team is we got a group of guys here that are working, you know, no matter undrafted, rookie, you know, 10-year, 12-year vet, or fourth, fifth-year guy, we're all in here working and competing against each other.
The first year you had a phenomenal rookie year. Second year, dropped off a little bit. Is that fair to say, and how do you assess the 2 years that you've had?
I really don't, you know. I think for myself as a player, I don't think, you know, trying to assess the 2 years I've had in this, I don't think it'll help me improve. I don't think, you know, going back and trying to grade myself or, you know, say, you know, you were a B, I don't think that'll help me. My focus right now is each day, these OTAs, trying to get better, trying to improve, and, you know, try to be the best player I can be going into year three. And I think if I'm able to do that, I'll help the team out a lot.
What have you learned in your first 2 years going into this year?
I'll probably need about 2 to 3 hours to tell you, you know, everything I learned. But I think the biggest thing I learned, you know, in the 2 years, that there's always more to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And each time you think you got something figured out, you see something else on field, you see something else on film. So you realize that every day is a learning experience, and you have to really take a lot from it.
One last thing. Has that taste left your mouth from the Super Bowl?
Yeah, right now, just focusing on, you know, improving. You know, we got to go one game at a time and, you know, try to work, you know, just to even get close to being back at that level. So right now I think our team is focused on the here and now and trying to improve.
Devin, what challenges are associated with moving back and forth between safety and corner and so on?
You just got to be ready. I think that's what we kind of ask of every player here. You know, do your job, you know, go home, study, and be ready to go. I'm not the only guy, you know, that could be asked to do multiple things on this team. So I think for all of us, you know, we take that challenge on, and we just study and try to be ready to go.
Devin, your former teammate now, Matt Light, said that, frankly, that the defense needs to be better. How were those comments received, I guess, with the team?
For one, it's the first time hearing it, and, you know, that's what we're working on. And Matt was a great teammate here, and I think if you ask him, you know, what he needed to do for himself was to work and get better, too. So I think that's a goal here. I don't think it's any type of big thing here. You know, we're always working, trying to get better.
How exciting is it, the investment they made on draft day, 6 of the 7 picks they went on defense? Is that young talent? Is it exciting to see that coming aboard?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting just having all those guys in here, you know, working out, you know, you add to your team, and you hope it gets better, and those guys are in here working hard, so it'll just be exciting to see what happens.
Do you feel like a veteran yet out there? I mean, I know you were a captain last year, but you were still only in your second year. Are you getting more into that veteran mold?
Trying to help out more. You know, once you're here for a little while, you kind of know more about what you're doing. You got a little more confidence. So I just feel like now I'm able to help out more and help the younger guys.
Is chemistry important in the secondary?
Definitely. You know, and that's what we work on now. All the time we spend on the field, I think that just adds to our chemistry.